What's up, y'all? It is iWatchMike.com. No, it's Mike. It's me. That's where you can find my stuff, my goodies. We're going to be talking more Sleepy Hollow. Yep, talking Sleepy Hollow. The episode aired February 3rd on Fox. It was called Blood from a Stone. The person you hear giggling in the background, because she has a bet to see if she can beat the fastest recap show from Ichabod Crane versus the, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Ichabod Crane versus the People. Our recap show was 3 minutes long.
Jesus. That's Amy McCracken from the VRO.com, a.k.a. Variety Radio Online. Amy!
Hello, Internet.
Blood from a Stone. Did you like it or did you not?
Honestly, I don't remember this episode. You're going to have to refresh my memory.
Okay, now, are you saying I don't remember it because it was so bad?
Or... I don't remember the order.
Okay, so this was the episode where we get introduced. We got a backstory of Dreyfus, which was cool. I liked.
Okay, this is where his friend shows up.
Yes, his friend that he kind of sold out to the devil, literally.
Okay, and... I actually like this episode.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
I like the Greek fire and all that, and, you know, he was tortured by demons, and now he's coming back, and I like that he killed that other demon.
You're really reaching. Like, it sounds so obvious you don't, you like, you're like, okay, I'm just going to talk supernatural. That's Sam and Dean fight a demon and Greek fire. And you really have no clue about this episode.
No, I know about this episode. They came into the thing. They went there.
Scale of 1 to 3. What did you think of this episode?
4.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I don't know what's going on. Like, seriously, they have not. Normally, it's a couple of episodes, and I'm like, oh, I don't like it. But honestly, the last 4 episodes, Mike, were terrible.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, it's obvious that Amy did not like this episode. Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you like this
Dreyfus.
One?
I don't think I like him.
Now, so you've been saying that since Sleepy Hollow's return, that you're just not a fan of him.
I'm not a fan of him, and I'm not a fan of Alex.
See, I like Dreyfus. He plays a cool, swaggered, sneaking
okay,
rat
I can't
of a
say
villain.
I'm not a fan of his. I did like him in this last week's episode.
Okay, see, I haven't watched last week's episode.
Yeah, so I can't talk about that.
No, you can't. All right, so you didn't like this episode. Okay, man, I should.
Well, tell me what you liked about this episode. I mean, and then I'll if I agree with you,
okay.
Then I'll be like, yeah, I agree with you. Then if I don't agree with you, I would be like, Mike, you're smoking crap.
Okay, I definitely liked in the beginning of the notes before I found out that his name was Hansel, his partner from back in the day. I called him the spiritual Babe Ruth. I love that bat when he knocks the hell out of what's his face, the demon Job.
I like that.
That whole beginning was dope.
But did the beginning of this episode, did it remind you of a Supernatural episode?
It did. I'm not going to lie. It did. You know, and Supernatural's still going strong. My wife, every time I watch it, she's like, this show's still on? Because she used to watch it with me. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, my God, how long did they get? Didn't they die like 10 times? So
they die and they come back.
Yeah, you can't kill the Winchesters. No way. But that's a whole different show. Different network.
Okay, I did like the beginning because it did feel supernatural, and you know I love Supernatural. And I was happy that
we got a backstory. We got a backstory of Hansel.
We got
And then we got a backstory of Dreyfus, which he did sign his soul to the devil. He sold it.
Would you be like, oh my gosh, I'm dying? Would you?
No, he's not dying. He just doesn't want to die, and he wants to be powerful.
Yeah,
it's all no. I don't worth it. But
me
I mean
either.
But we find out in this episode he's trying to get the Philosopher's Stone so he can cheat death. That's the whole that's his game plan. I'm surprised though that he's trying to cheat death, but Job, who he signed his devil the soul to, is all for it. Like I would have figured Job would have been like, no, you're not gonna cheat death. I want your soul. That's what I understand.
Maybe he's getting now I'm confused. Maybe he's getting souls for other people?
I don't know. Like, no, I didn't know. And to me, it was like...
Maybe it's like the Reaper?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something in the...
I don't know. Maybe it will explain it in the next couple of episodes.
Sleepy Addicts, if you're out there, shed some light on that.
Yeah, because they obviously know I wasn't watching close enough to
you
pay
were
any
not.
Attention.
And let's see what else. But yeah, no, I thought this episode was good. I mean, it was cool to see the two partners go at it. It kind of sucked how he died with the knife in his chest. I thought he was going to put a bigger and badder fight.
I mean, I would really like to open doors the way he did.
What do you mean?
Like, he did nothing could hold him back. That was pretty cool.
Well, that's the thing that kind of bothered me about the knife in the chest, because I was like, he was really badass.
Yeah.
And then he's like, And I was like, that's it? That's it?
That's it, Mike.
It's like a waste of a supernatural killer. But yeah, but yeah, no, I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was good. I thought, and Agent Thomas at the end finally talks to her daughter and tells her that she's a witness, and she takes it pretty good. So she's getting more into the fold, which I have not seen last week's, which looks like Molly goes looking for answers. I don't know, summon some kind of werewolf, it looks like.
That was a good episode.
Okay, so I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet, but I saw the commercials. Okay. And then, of course, at the end of this episode, we find out the team's going back to Sleepy Hollow, which was pretty badass.
Yeah, I did like that.
So you gave this episode a 4.
I did.
I give this episode, let me think here. I'm looking at my notes. I probably give it a 7. To me, it was a good episode. It would have been an episode where you call a filler episode.
Yes.
That's how I looked
at it. Well, see, the Crane versus the People was a filler episode to me.
That was not. That was like to bring it all back in and to, yeah, you suck.
No, that
all
right. was filler.
So we give it a 4.
Two filler episodes, 4 and a 7.
All right, Amy, tell people how they can find you.
They can find me on Variety Radio Online. .com, that is our website, or on Twitter, it's Amy McCracken.
Sweet. My blog is iwatchmike.com, and if you want to check me out on Instagram and Twitter, it's Mike the Movie Guy. iwatchmike on Facebook. Everything's on my blog. Of course, we're on iTunes. Search Talking Sleepy Hollow. We're on iTunes. If not, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike or audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. We're on there as well. Big shout outs to the Sleepy Addicts. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, check out SleepyHollowAddicts.com. They're always showing us love. We show them love.
I do love them over there.
They're very nice, and they like the episodes more than you do, Amy. That's for sure.
They do, but they still love me.
Whatever. Hopefully. All right, we're coming back with another episode. Sleepy Hollow. We're back.